Welcome back to another episode on the Rehab for Runners podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and it's race week. I signed up for a half marathon. It's the new half marathon in Richmond called the River City Half, and it's in a couple days. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous, but I do have a routine that I stick to the week before race that has worked for me for the past couple races. And it's really all about that mental preparation because let's face it, the training plan is mostly done. It's just more about execution at this point. I've changed a couple things in terms of like my race plan. So today we are talking about the mental preparation, but this is also like a little bit of a journal for me. When I was writing the script for this podcast, I was like, wow, there's a lot of things that happened during this training and during the actual training plan itself and like the runs itself. So when I was writing out the outline, I was like, this is like a journal for me, like a reflection point. So I am excited to share it because I feel like when I went into this race, I did sign up for it a little late because I wasn't sure if I would be in town to run it. And then when I signed up for it, I didn't think of it as a big race for me. Like I just thought of it as no big deal. I'll just train for half and I'll run it. Compared to my mindset when I signed up for the marathon, I was like, this is a big, big deal. Like I am committed now. Like it just felt like more of an event versus me just casually signing up for this half. So when I signed up for it, I believe I was 8 weeks out from the race. So I was like, all right, got to start, you know, training. And luckily I had built a base up to what my training plan was about in terms of like the weekly mileage. So it wasn't like I made a huge jump into like a new weekly mileage. So that's another reason I decided to run it. And I was like, all right, well, like I have my base built, like I've run 2 half marathons before, I can do it again. And this is a new half. So it's going to be like beautiful views and like a new course and everything like that. So I was like really in it. And like I had my training plan, but I will say like I didn't mentally feel like I committed to anything big. And it's probably because I have run half marathons in the past. But now that it's race week, I'm not gonna lie, I don't feel 100% confident going into this race. I am a little nervous about this race only because I had an ITB flare up 2 weeks ago and it just made me a little bit nervous and it was towards the end of a run. It hasn't really flared up since, but whenever that happens close to race time, you're always like, oh, okay, is this going to show up on race day? Like, what is going on here? And there's only so much you can do when you have limited time. The other reason I'm a little nervous about this is because I did have an 8-week training plan and I was planning on running like a little bit more advanced of a training plan just because I came off the marathon block and my endurance is still like pretty good. So I wanted to run my long run more than 10 miles as, you know, my long run for the past couple halves has been 10 miles. So I really wanted to run a long run that was like 12 and then 14, but I got sick for 2 weeks. Good old congestion and COVID. Got sick for 2 weeks during the training plan. So I basically trained for 6 weeks plus adding in like 2 weeks of taper. So it's been an interesting training block. And that's why I think like now that it's hitting me, like the race is coming up, my feelings towards it are a little back and forth. So I really, really, really need to mentally prepare myself for this race so I can do the best that I can on that day. Let's face it, if you are mentally not strong during a race, your performance is going to lack. And I think that's one thing that I know, but it's still, you know, making me a little bit nervous. And I think this week is when I'm mentally preparing myself, what I'm really doing is reassuring myself that I did all the steps, I have done all the work. The hard work is done. The training plan is done. I have one more run before now in the race. The training plan is done. The hard work is done. And there are going to be things out of my control from now until race day. And that's okay. If I back up a little bit, a couple weeks ago, actually it was pretty much when I signed up for the race, so I guess it was like a couple months ago, I told myself I wanted to PR this race. And I was like, I'm gonna PR this half because, you know, I have better endurance, I have more speed compared to like 2 years ago. That was my last half. And when I was in training, I was like thinking about it and I was like, you know, I think I can PR this half, but what if something happens on race day that's completely out of my control? I'm going to be really upset. I'm going to be frustrated with the race and I'm not even going to be able to enjoy the race. So I started thinking about outcome-oriented goals versus action-based goals. So I completely switched my thinking into these action-based goals because before I had an outcome-oriented goal that was like, I want a PR. And, you know, the more that I thought about it, like I said, it's like, okay, well, what if it's just not my day on race day? What if, you know, something happens on race day? I'm not feeling great. Like so many things can happen. And so I switched it about 4 weeks ago to action-oriented goals. So my action-oriented goals are things that I can control. And therefore, I'm going to be more proud of myself. I'm going to be more less disappointed in the outcome of this race because I know that I did everything that I could in these action-oriented goals. So they're all in my control. Some of these goals are just like doing my rehab exercises before my run, getting a good night's sleep, like going to bed, being in bed at 9 p.m., making sure that I fuel before and after each run, making sure that when I'm doing my speed workouts, I'm working on one running cue or like a reminder to improve my running form. And during the race, my action-based goal is to hit a certain pace with the first couple miles so I don't go out too fast. And those are all things that I can control because when I'm talking about like not going out too fast, I'm talking about starting a lot slower than I'm used to. And I feel like that is something I can control, especially if I pay attention to my running watch and, you know, pay attention to my pace. But I feel a lot more comfortable when I remind myself of these goals and the things that I've done to train for this race because all of those things are pretty much in my control. So if I remind myself of these action-oriented goals, the PR will come when it comes. You know, you can't force a PR. You can't demand a PR and then it happens. It has to be, it's like the stars have to align. It has to be your day. So my thought process is no longer on this PR. It's really about focusing on this reassurance that I've done everything that I can to perform my best on this race day, even if my best is not my, you know, 100% best that I've ever run, it's still going to allow me to perform 100% of my best for that day. I think that's a really important mindset shift because when I've run my previous half marathons, I would get in my head and be like, oh my gosh, that mile was, you know, 10 seconds slower than I wanted it to. Like, I'm never gonna finish with the time that I want to. And like, honestly, it would ruin the race if I thought like that. And then I was just so hyper-focused on hitting certain paces that I didn't enjoy the race as much as I probably could have. Like during the marathon, I was just running. I didn't really care what pace I had. Like I wasn't like, I need to hit this pace and this pace. During the marathon, it was more like, let's just go based off effort. Like let's just have fun with it. Let's take it all in. And, you know, again, the hard work is done. The training is done. I've done everything that I can. And, you know, whatever happens, happens on race day. So I think this week it's when I mentally prepare, I don't necessarily like journal too much or do any like meditation or anything. But I think for me, what works is this reassurance with my self-talk, especially if things come into my mind and it's like negative thoughts, I can quickly brush them away by reassuring myself to build my self-confidence. For example, two things that have popped up so far this week that I had like this impending feeling of doom immediately after both of them. And then I reassured myself it's all going to be okay. And the first one was that a lot of people have pointed out to me that this is a hilly race. Now, for those who have never been to Richmond, Virginia, it is not a hilly place. When I think of like hills, I think of Pittsburgh because that's where my family's from and we visit there all the time. And like, if you've ever run in Pittsburgh, you know that it is hilly. That is a great definition of a hilly run. So when I think of Richmond and like I did the training team and we ran all throughout Richmond, I did not think of that as like, yeah, there were a couple hills, but it was like one and done. It wasn't like, you're like, all right, this is a really hilly run we have today. Like, no, you just never think of Richmond as hilly. And so a lot of people have pointed out that this is a hilly race. And all I thought of was, oh no, I have not trained running on hills. Like, I don't have any hills around me. I haven't trained running on hills. Like, oh no, this is going to be awful. And immediately I thought to myself, hold on, it can only be so hilly because again, it's in Richmond. Let me look at the course map and really look at how hilly this race is going to be. And when I looked at the course map, again, it's like the reassurance that, oh, half of this race I ran during the marathon and I didn't think it was too hilly. The other half of the race I have run during the marathon training team or during a group run that I did a couple weeks ago. And again, I didn't think it was the end of the world. I didn't think it was that hilly. So it's that reassurance, like, this is no big deal. I can do this. If anything, I just slow down during these hills and keep trucking through. The other impending feeling of doom that I have, because I tend to like, I don't know, for some reason when things pop up, it's like, oh no, like, I don't know if I can do this. But the next thing that popped up was that they're calling for like a lot of rain on race day. And I was like, oh my gosh, like my first thought was this is going to be miserable. Like we have to cross multiple bridges. And like, what if they're windy and it's just rainy? And like, that's not really like fun for me. And it's going to be cold. And I was like, it's okay. Again, reassurance, I'll wear a hat. I will make sure that I have everything that I need. And I have trained in an absolute torrential downpour. One of my 18 milers was in an absolute downpour and we had fun with it. So again, it's like reassurance, self-talk, everything's going to be okay. We're going to make the best of it. If anything, you just slow your pace down and you enjoy this race in the rain. You're not going to be running in thunderstorms and lightning. You know, they're obviously going to cancel it if that's the case. Like, it's going to be okay. We're just going to make the best of it. And if anything, we just slow our pace down and we just enjoy running in the rain. So if this is your race week or you have a race week coming up, focus on what you can control. Give yourself reassurance that you have done everything that you can to prepare for this race with all of the resources that you have available, and that will help you build your self-confidence for race day. I hope that you learned something from this. I hope that you continue to work on your mental preparation throughout your runs. It just seems to me, I don't know, like for me, it seems a little bit more real the week of the race versus like I never have these thoughts during training, of course, even if it's raining, even if there's a hilly run or whatever's popping up, things that I don't necessarily like love with the sport of running. And it's like during the week leading up to the race, these things are coming at me and it's like, okay, let's take a step back. Let's take a deep breath. Let's not think that this is the end of the world and that you're, you know, can't run because there's a hill. And I think that's really important. So like the reassurance to build the self-confidence is really where I'm at the week of the race, and hopefully you can get there too. I hope this was helpful. If you found it helpful, please rate and review this podcast. And as always, run strong, and I'll see you next time. When I think of like hills, I think of, I had like this impending feeling of doom immediately after both of them. And then I reassured myself, it's all going to be okay. And the first one was that a lot of people have pointed out to me that this is a hilly race. Now, for those who have never been to Richmond, Virginia, it is not a hilly place. I am used to, when I think of like hills, I think of Pittsburgh because that's where my family's from and we visit there all the time. And like, if you've ever run in Pittsburgh, you know that it is hilly. That is a great definition of a hilly run. So when I think of Richmond and like I've did the training team and we ran all throughout Richmond, I did not think of that as like, yeah, there were a couple hills, but it was like one and done. It wasn't like, you're like, all right, this is a really hilly run we have today. Like, no, you just never think of Richmond as hilly. And so a lot of people have pointed out that this is a hilly race. And all I thought of was, oh no, I have not trained running on hills. Like, I don't have any hills around me. I haven't trained running on hills. Like, oh no, this is going to be awful.